Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm back with another podcast. Yes, this is Miss Goody Debates. Come at you with another podcast. And today is most definitely a podcast that a title that I have seen plenty of times on different social media, posts and everything else. And I just seen it today recently and I had a whole conversation with so many people about this whole conversation. And one of my Instagram, fellow followers, I follow that person, the person follow me back, have put on Instagram, post on Instagram about, if a lady should fake paying for a date, or should she actually just pretty much just offer to pay for a date? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how some people, they just fake offer, like, oh no, let me do it. You know what I'm saying? Back and forth. My whole thing is that me as a woman, like I said, I told my sister, girl, everybody know, I like to cook, not all the time, but I do like to shake and bake in the kitchen, not a little, a lot, So I broke it down for my homegirl, I said a lot of the times, us women is not too considerate of a man's, pockets, And even if the man seems like he's a baller and stuff like that, you just never know people's situation. So I feel like I never, as a woman, had to actually pay for a date. Like, I always, this is me personally, okay, a guy offered me a date and I'm like, He was like, okay, you pick where you want to go at. Me, I stop him right there because, number one, I need to ask you some questions because I don't want you to get in there and embarrass yourself. So my whole mindset is to the guy, even before we get on a date in a restaurant or whatever, or plan a date out, is there a budget between us two? Usually I do try to come with my own money on the side because I feel like once the guy offer you a date and you go ahead and you offer, to go wherever he wants you to go at and want to spend time with you at. I feel like we also need to come into consideration of how we order on the menu, We totally get it that you might like, you ain't paying for no bills or whatever at the time, so you might want a steak or whatever, but you gotta understand, is this guy gonna deny his meal because he overspent it on your meal? So us women, we don't think about stuff like that. And a lot of women would be like, oh, I don't care, he should have never asked. But that is the generosity that men can't prevail in because they feel like if they say, oh, I'm on a budget, it's like, oh, I'm a broke dude. Like, no, like you really have to, as a woman, have to take into consideration that this dude may have a little date budget going on, And I feel like, if you is hype, you like little drinks, you like to vibe on a date, you can vibe on a date. I feel like that should go into that man's budget too, because maybe that man want him a little drink on a date. And if you ordering like 5-10 freaking drinks on a freaking date, guess what you doing? You cut into his budget too. And guess what? Whose pocket it's coming out of? Because me personally, if I offer for anybody, I'm going to let you know what the price is, what the amount is as a woman, because you don't want to get in front of somewhere and you're like, oh man, I don't got enough money to pay this guy, you feeling itsy, squirmish about like, should I stop a person here? Men don't like to do that because they feel like, oh, like it's going to turn her off just by saying no, she can't get that, and no, I want to eat, no, I want to drink. No, before you get into a place, you're supposed to let a man know, is there a budget between the both of us? So you can calculate that. And I feel like you as a woman, if you want anything extra, you should automatically have your extra money. You shouldn't be like, oh, the man said, okay, we going to a dinner and a movie. Then guess what? You do expect him to have enough money for a dinner and a movie. But sometimes that's not the case when it comes to a menu. A man will like, okay, you order first. And then he's gonna calculate that up in his mindset, and he's gonna order to what he know that would come into that budget for him to be able to spend on you on the side, you know. And us women, like, women do get very, 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 very selfish with a lot of stuff. And like I said, me personally, as a woman, I have been trained. I train myself. I don't look for those type of things when it comes to a man, because I know I'm qualified for that as a woman. But I'm speaking for any other women out here. Like, if for my past of me, a man asking me out on a date, I always ask him, are we in some particular type of budget? Because just because somebody is out here looking like they making it and they dress nice and they got nice cars and nice houses and stuff like that, don't mean that they're not on a particular type of budget. You know, and my homegirl, she was laughing at me earlier because I said, I feel like the women who feel like they could overspend and spend hundreds of dollars on this man budget and stuff like that, at the end of the night, baby, you need to be doing some real lovey-dovey type stuff. I don't give a care if it is the first date, because you the type, like, you just gonna get what you want and suck a nigga dry and don't even give a care about that. You know, and he's being a kind, courteous, generous, I'm sorry, y'all. Showing generosity is pretty much what I'm trying to say. Shoot, y'all already know. To you, and want to spend time with you, and you think about the money, like, you really think about overspending and draining this guy out. Like, I don't condone that. I really feel like us as a woman, we shouldn't have to fake a date either, you know, because if you feel like you're going out with a guy and you feel like, oh, he's going to want half of this, half of that, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, guys need to look at it. If a woman has to pay her half on a date, it's not really a date. It's not really a date, because if you say, I want to take you out on a date, a woman shouldn't even have to come outside her pocket and offer to pay no half, because at the end of the day, guess what she's doing? She pretty much might as well pay her half. You might as well just be a little friendly out and that y'all going on, hanging out, having fun, you know what I'm saying, as friends. Most women like me don't care, you know, we don't care. Hey, you pay yours, I pay mine, you know what I'm saying? I get as much as I want on my own budget, you know. But if you ask a woman out on a date and you feel like, you know, you should already have that date and that menu set. And some women be like, you know, you can order for me, because some women don't want to say, want to ask you personally, oh, are we on a budget? Some women just scared to, like, you know, open up their mouth and say, okay, well, what can I have up here, this and that? Because some women, they're not used to that. And there is some women that's out here that's totally greedy and just going to go for what she want to go for, eat what she want to eat. You over there looking like you over there starving and this and that. She over there eating a 10-pound, 20,000-pound steak and mashed potatoes on you. 50 drinks in front of her, and you over there drinking, sipping on water, eating a daggone side of pasta, like, and some bread. Like, that dude, that is, that if women look at it, that is an aggravating thing. Most definitely, they are probably the women that doesn't have manners, or the women that's not built into that category to understand that man does things not to say, do you want to go out on a date with me? They want to go out on a date with you to get to know you. So that's the first mindset he's going to get. Like, ooh, like, whew, she can eat, but does she know how to cook? That would be me as a man. But I don't think women should fake the part. Like, I don't think women should pay for the part if you offer her. But you can set rules when it comes to a date. But I don't think women is the type of people that you want to set or want her to offer to pay on a first date, especially you getting to know her, because that speaks volumes about a man, is that woman may not be able to get out the house all the time, and that's, you know, she going into a budget that she probably don't even have, and she's thinking like, oh, okay, well, he's paying for the date, so I don't have the money. You know, he might not have the money to do so. You know what I'm saying? Some women like me, we do feel obligated, like, oh, we should offer to at least pay our half. But I feel like if I have to pay my half on a date and you say it's a date, honey, it's not a date, it's an outing, it's a friendly outing, because I'm paying my half. So, yes, that's me all entirely anyways. I don't like to be obligated to no man, especially you thinking like, oh, I'm paying for the date, so it should be a meeting up after it. It should be something I get out of this after it. You're not really getting to know me for that. So I would rather pay for my own stuff and cancel out that it's a date to get to know each other. So with that being said, it's just like, women, if it's really genuine, you shouldn't have to offer to even come out your mouth and offer that man. That man should, you know, he automatically should grab the check up, you know, and handle the bill, you know. But if you can't, if you looking for a woman to do that all of, like, when we took her out on dates and stuff like that, you looking for a woman to do that, then don't ask a woman out on a date. Say, you know what I'm saying, you want to go out for any outing, you know what I'm saying, I just want to hang out with you, you know. Let her know that she got to have her own money. Like, it's not, it's most women are like, oh, he broke, well, I got to have my own money when you get to that the third. But most of the time, a guy is going to pay. But some women, they do find it offensive. Like, okay, this is just us going out. At least have your own money and this and that. But then a woman going to tell you the truth. Look, I ain't got it. I pay bills. I foot it off by myself. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no money like that to be hanging out and just exploring and throwing across the world over something that I don't really need to do. Because, you know, sometimes some women do want to get out of the house, but at the end of the day, she feel like she could just stay in her own house and complete her own tasks and enjoy her own, you know, surroundings and enjoy her own personal space. And why go out, spend all this extra money doing this, doing that? But if you're really a gentleman, you know what I'm saying, even if a woman offer, you just need to just put in consideration, like, you know what I'm saying, like, you want her to show you good first impressions of how it is out in the open with her. You need to show good first impressions too. And I don't think that you should have a woman paying for a date. Like, I see if you know, she want to go out, she said, well, you know, you be like, well, you know, I'm kind of on a budget, you know, this week and this and that and the third, you know. And she be like, okay, well, I got you. You know, you had me last time, got you. So, you know, you really have a good woman there, because she's not scared to say, okay, well, I could just set a such and such, you know, budget out for us. You could get this, you could get, you know, get whatever this or that, whatever you want at this budget. I got whatever I want at my budget. Okay, but not all the daggone time. Like, you can't fall lazy or that as a man, because once us women that type of control, we see what type of man that you are, you know what I'm saying? And it is like, dude, you want to go out on dates with me, you want to spend time with me, but you gonna always look for me to put out as a woman. And nothing wrong with footing out as a woman, but sometimes women want to be catered to too. They want to be pampered too. And you have to be the type of dude that can actually show her that, because she don't mind doing things for you. It's just the fact, like, women feel special when they be able to have those type of moments and the guy showing them the utmost respect. They feeling real good about themselves when they be able to be queens and don't have to really do much and be stress free about certain situations. You never know in just any type of woman situation, you know, and that little bit of fun that she have in her life can bring a lot of joy back to her life. But to say that, oh, it's a man out here who wanna take me out on a date, but then I gotta foot off my half because he asked me out on a date, and now I feel obligated to, every time he asks me out, I have to offer or foot out my half, when it should be already established about what it is, because like I said, it's no date there. No date there. So to answer that question, men need to really be coming into consideration when they ask women out on dates. Women don't expect to offer to pay. They don't expect to pay nothing. They expect for you to have everything together as a man, for both of y'all to have a good time, for you to want her to be happy, because you never know what this woman got planned for you after a date or within that certain amount of range if you y'all go out on a couple of dates. You just never know what she have for you. You know, you have a real woman. She's, trust me, real women, we know, we already know where our man be going at, and it's not always something within the bedroom status. It's gonna be something just special she wants to do for you. So you have to be a consideration that you don't always have a selfish woman at hand. Sometimes a woman wants to just be treated like that, and if you the type of guy you want to say, I want to get to know you, but you have to do this, you have to show me this, you have to do that. You put in a woman, even though that woman is a superior trait in her life, you still put in her ahead of you to let her know that you have to, you know what I'm saying? You put her a little bit ahead of you as a man, and you want to be a man to her. Like, that turns her off automatically. Like, majority of the time, it'll turn a grown woman off automatically. So why you invite me if I have to do this? Why you invite me if I have to offer to do this? Why didn't you just say what it was, you know? But don't say it's a date if she got to come out of her pocket and pay. If you a man offering up a date for a woman, prepare that date. You know what I'm saying? Speak to her on terms of that date, what she like to eat and this and that. So you can prepare yourself as a man on how your money gonna go and what you gotta spend and all this other stuff. You know, you need to do that, you know, but no. Don't have your woman out here looking, making you look crazy paying for a date on the first date. It's just like you brought a man putting that woman in control of you, like she's running shit. Like, you offer me out, but now I'm in the driver's seat, cause now I'm running shit. I'm making you look like you can't pay for nothing. Like, I'm making you look like you can't afford a woman. So why ask me, like, on a date? I don't know. But it's different types of vibe, different types of people. And like I said, if you offer one money a day and she do have to pay any type of half or anything other than her extra, because she wants something extra on the side, and she paying for, like, let me pay for extra this. You don't have to worry about it. I'm paying for me for this because I want this personally for myself, you know. If she do that, that's fine. But you saying, oh, well, a woman should offer her half or fake offer her half. No, you don't want her to be fake with you. You most definitely don't want that. You don't want no fake ass woman. So don't have this woman offering a half just to be offering. Like, that don't look right. At least to me. So with that being said, if I said anything in this podcast that you feel like that's not right, please go ahead and drop me a message. And if you really like my podcast, continue on listening. Send me ideas of what to talk about. Trying to get back into it. Other than that, Miss Goody Debates is out.